You know, all those guys that return kicks for us are pretty fast, but I think if Chris is back there, we'll probably have to scoot our alignments up a little bit so he doesn't run up our backs.
What have you noticed about him so far?
What are
you seeing?
Speed kind of makes him a little bit unique. You know, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious once you see him run that, you know, there's he has speed that's special even for an NFL running back. You know, and he's got world class sprinter type speed. So, you know, that makes him a threat to score any play he gets the ball. You know, obviously he's got to get in the open to do that, but. You know, the right blocking and everything. Once he beats the first level, there's no telling. And, you know, along with his speed, he also has great agility. So, in that game on Saturday night, I don't think I've ever seen two safeties get their angles beat that bad in the NFL. And that was pretty impressive.
Obviously, Sanford Kegler is a guy, it seems like, from Washington, works really hard. Has he shown anything ability-wise in camp?
No, he's pretty much a bomb. Stanford works really hard. He's a smart guy, you know, and one of the reasons I say, you know, he's smart is that he goes about his business like a professional, you know what I mean? He watches the successful guys around him and copies what they do, and that's important. You know, you can't just come in here and do it on your own. You have to watch what the successful guys do and try to emulate what they did, and he does a good job of that. You know, he works hard. He studies hard. We watch film together, and, you know, Coach Mack, you know, has been, I don't want to say hard on him, he's been hard on him, but he's paid him a lot of attention, you know, because he's new, and he has to learn this defense really quick. There's a lot of stuff to learn, and he's taken all of those corrections. You know, you can do one or two things, really. You can listen and let it kind of go in one ear and out the other, or you can take it for what it's worth and try to actually work on it. And I've noticed that anytime Mac is giving him something to work on, you could see it show up the next time he's stepped on the field. So he's continuing to improve, and I think that he's going to be a good player.
With you guys all coming back at linebacker, you know, from last year, obviously that may be one way where it helps the coach to kind of concentrate on the area guys. Is there any other way that stability kind of helps you guys?
Well, I mean, anytime you have continuity in the NFL, that's I mean, it's rare, and it's a good thing. You know, 'cause there's so much turnover now, and with free agency and those types of things, that a lot of times you don't end up with the same team that you played the previous year. So to have the three linebackers in place, and not really just the three linebackers, but you know, Tully is he might not be looked at as a starter, but for us, he's just as important as a starter. He can back up all three spots, and so you know, really the first four linebackers are back and better, and I think that gives the coaches enough confidence to be able to kind of maybe you know concentrate on younger players a little bit, and you know, plus we got guys back like Colin Allred who has kind of bounced around a little bit and been on practice squads and spent a little bit of time on active roster. We got him back, and now he's at a caliber where he could start, you know, if one of us went down. So, you know, we got some good depth, and some of the guys we got last year, Jorge and Ari, really out, but I think that's a really good situation for someone like Stanford to come into, because it gives him a chance to have a lot of attention from the coach and to learn from players who are also doing it.